Okay, so in the Sugya of Kiddush, everything begins with a pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros. Right, so we know that the two times that we have the Aseres Hadibros, both in Parshas Yisro and in Parshas Beschanan, so we have a few changes. So the one major one is Shamor and Zohar, right? So in what? In Beschanan we have Shamor, and we have in Yisro, Zohar, Shom, Shabbos, Lekadsho. Okay, so what's the difference? So the Gemara tells us in Zvachim that one is referring to Mitzvahs Losaseh, Shomor is like Shmir Shabbos. So you have to keep the Lamentes Malachas. You can't do any one of the creative activities that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he created the world, or the 39 creative activities that were used when in either building or maintaining the Mishkan. It's Machlokes Rishonim as to what does that mean. Is the Lamentes Malachas were building it, or they were in its daily use? Okay, not real nafkamina. We still can't do it. But over here now we have the first verse, Zohar Shom Shabbos. So Zohar is not the negative mitzvahs, it's the positive mitzvahs. So when we talk about the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos, so what are some examples? You have Halakas Neros is a positive mitzvah of Shabbos. You have eating Shalosh Seudos is a positive mitzvah of Shabbos. There are rabbinic positive mitzvahs like owning Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. Here we talk about Zohar. So here the Gemara darshins, what positive mitzvah is this? The Gemara Pesachim, Kuf, Vav, Amar Aleph, says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, darshining the Pasuk from the Aseres Hadibros. Zohrehu al Hayayin b'knisaso. You should, little he, Zohar means to mention, not to remember, but to mention it, using wine, when it enters. Mention Shabbos, using wine, when it enters. So there's going to be a discussion now. Where does wine come from? The Pasuk just mentioned Shabbos. All of a sudden, now the Gemara darshins that to me once. The Gemara is always the Torah Shabbat Peh, is explaining the deeper levels. So someone says, well, before I even get to the wine issue, let's just talk about the Kiddush issue. Eini ela b'layla. All I know is that I have to make Kiddush at nighttime, because when the Shabbos enters, the Torah says, De'oraisa, Zochros Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So on a Torah level, I have to make Kiddush Friday night. Forget wine for a second. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But Pasha Pshat, the Kiddush of Friday night is D'oraisa. Says the Gemara, Ein li ela b'layla. Okay, fine. So you told me D'oraisa ela b'yom minayin. How do I know that I also have to make Kiddush during the daytime? Said Tamalor. That's why the Pasha says, Zohar es yom ha-Shabbos, the day of Shabbos. You have to do it. Because, you know, and even in English, you talk about the Shabbos day. What do I mean by that? Do I mean that 24, 25-hour period? Shabbos day, but I mean, no, the day of Shabbos, right? So the Gemara clearly learns the first explanation. Zohar's Yom HaShabbos means on the Shabbos day, when Shabbos begins, that's when you're supposed to mention that it's Shabbos now. Okay, then the Rambam comes along, and the Rambam, we know, his Yortzeit is coming up. The Rambam's Yortzeit is this Friday. So we'll talk a little about the Rambam over Shabbos. But for now, we'll just explain briefly. The Rambam did something that was totally, totally revolutionary. The Rambam went through all 2,711 pages of the Shas and divided everything by topic. So he goes through all the Gemaras that talk about Shabbos, and he puts them into categories, puts them into chapters. In Perek Chavtes, chapter 29, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah. You have a mitzvah from D'oraisa. L'kadosh is Yom HaShabbos B'dvarim, to use words. So the Rambam does not mention wine. The Rambam says the mitzvah D'oraisa is to speak about it. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, again, the first thing we started with, Zochris Yom HaShabbos L'kadosho. Remember Shabbos, make it holy. Kolomar, this means, says the Rambam, Zochrehu Zichiras Shevach V'kiddush. The mentioning, the speech that you should do about Shabbos is to mention its praises, what a wonderful day it is, the Kiddush and its holiness. So we isolate the day of Shabbos from the rest of the week by talking about how different, how special, how holy it is. And that, according to the Rambam, is the mitzvah d'oraisa of making Kiddush Friday night. Nothing about the wine. Nothing about Vayechulu, right? The Rambam is just saying, you mentioned the greatness of Shabbos and its Kedusha. So where does the wine come from? So to understand the requirement of wine, which we actually recently spoke about a few weeks ago, Tosfos Rid we were doing, one of the other Chaburas. So the Gemara says in Nazir, discussing a Nazir, let's do a quick introduction. The three things that a Nazir cannot do, cannot become...
Tameh.
Tame, right? Can't drink wine and
can't get his hair.
Can't get a haircut. Correct. Do we have Naziris nowadays?
No.
Why not?
Because there's no way to get out of it.
Right, there's no way to get out of it. There was David Cohen. David Cohen was a Talmud of Cook who took a vow to be a Nazir and just never cut his hair. He never brought a korban. Certain things he did, but he was a real... I think to my knowledge, that's the last modern-day Nazir we have, like 100 years ago. But you're right. No, here's a famous Rosh Hashanah question. Can a woman be a Nazira?
I would think not, because she becomes Tame once a month.
Oh, interesting. So it's really Tame the Mace. It's not Tame from the menstrual cycle, but she becomes Tame. You can't become Tame in the Mace. The pasuk says a man or a woman who wants to be a Nazir. Yes, yeah, so really, it's an open pasuk. Yeah, a woman could be a Nazira. You could have that. That's one of his famous trick questions he asks. Okay, anyway, back to our story. Since one of the three things we just said was that a Nazir cannot have wine, what do you need for Kiddush? So right, miyayim v'sheichar nazir. So from wine and from sheichar here means like intoxicating drink, like someone who's drunk, a shikar, right? Shikur. So from wine and sheichar, they have to hold back, withdraw. So the Gemara says, la'asur yayin reshus ki yayin mitzvah. This comes to prohibit on the nazir optional wine, just like mitzvah wine. A nazir can't go out to the bar, can't have a glass of wine with his supper, and he can't have mitzvah wine. Mahi, what's mitzvah wine? Kiddushta v'havdalta. Kiddush and havdalah. That's the mitzvah wine. Right? So 1 second. You want to tell me it's kiddush and havdalah? 1 second. It can't be. Hare mushva v'oymeid alav mihar Sinai. Right? That can't be, because he already has a shavua, an oath that's on him from Har Sinai. So the Gemara now has different ways the Rishonim understand. What does that mean? Again, Hare Mushbo Omeh Sinai, he's already took a shavua. So the Meforesh Nazir says, he reads it as a statement. You know why it can't be? Because I have a conflict. On a De'oraisa level, a Nazir cannot have yain. So he says in Meforesh, Hare Mushbo Omeh Sinai, Dechsev Zochris Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So he learns that din of having yayin is deoraisa, and that's why it can't be, right? It's a deoraisa, because again, how you learn that line of the Gemara, the inflections, the tone in how you read it, changes the pshat. So he's saying it can't be that it's kiddush and havdalah, because the Nazir can't do something that he already has to do from Har Sinai. Right? That's it. Come along, Tosfos quotes the Rebbeinu Tam. He says, no, that's not the way you... It's like the joke, I told it over this week. I tell a lot of jokes. The joke I told for this week is that the two yeshiva bachrim who want to go play tennis. It's bein hazmanim. They come to the tennis court, and the sign says, tennis court's closed, no playing allowed. Now, you heard this before? So he says, that's not how you read it. Tennis court's closed? No, playing allowed. You can go play. How do you read the sign? So how do you read the Gemara? Comes along to Rebbeinu Tam, says, L'chein yor Rebbeinu Tam, de'garsina bitmiya. You read this as a rhetorical question. What? V'chi mushma v'omim Har Sinai? Are you really, you have a shua from Har Sinai? You can't have wine? Of course not. Wine's only to Rabbanon. So a Nazir, it can't be that what's prohibited on a Nazir is the wine of Havdalah, Kiddush and Havdalah. That's not Duraisa, that's the Rabbanon. So that's why it can't be, right? That's how the main time. So you see, basically, how you learn this line in the Gemara, based upon how you learn this line in the Gemara, comes out, that's a machlokus, whether yain is deoraisa by Kiddush, or whether yain is derabbanan, right? Okay, the Rambam, again, same chapter, Perichavtes, paskins like the Rebbeinu Tam, midivrei sofrim, famous words in the Rambam, we're going to say poshup shat, that means a rabbinic mitzvah, midivrei sofrim lekadish al hayayin, lehavdil al hayayin. So you have a rabbinic requirement to have wine, but on a Dilraisa, like the Rambam said, all you need to do is just speak about the uniqueness and the holiness of Shabbos. There's no requirement to have yayin on a Dilraisa level. We do it as a rabbinic addition. So then why did the rabbis add it? Why is there a thing like a kosher bracha? Why do, certain times you find mitzvahs that we put a kos, like a bris, right? What do you need that for? So the Sefer HaChinuch, who was one of the Moni HaMitzvos, he would go through, and each one of the 613 mitzvos, the Chinuch would talk about what's based upon, what's the pasuk in the Torah. He'd give his own unique reasons as to why we have this mitzvah. He'd talk about the halachas that apply to each one of these mitzvos. Does it apply in Eretz Yisrael? This is applied out of Eretz Yisrael. It's applied to men, it's applied to women, it's applied only when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, it's applied nowadays, it goes through everything. So in this, the Chinuch is talking a little bit about why there is a kos. Why do we have a cup of wine attached to Kiddush? So he's writing this sefer to his son. So he says like this. Alkein, therefore, nis chayvnu lasos hamaisa im hayayin. We have a chiyuv to do this action, make Kiddush with wine. Levishatev ha'adam is orer bo harbe. Because it literally arouses a person. The person becomes affected. You drink a cup of wine, that literally does something to you, you know, biologically. Your body becomes changed. Shehu so'ed m'sameach. It fills up a person. It brings a person to a state of simcha. So we want you to be in that place of simcha when you're making Kiddush. Kvar amarti lecha, and I've already said to you, meaning he's talking to his son, ki lefi hisorus ha'odam ma'asehu, the way the person arouses himself in their actions, yispal al devarim ha'loilim, that affects a person. You know, the actions we do changes us internally. If we're constantly smiling, we're going to become happier people. If we're constantly frowning, then we're going to be unhappy people. So that's the idea, that we do a physical action connected with the speaking of the words of Kiddush. We do it on a cup of wine, the cheshivas of it, and the hisorus that we have through doing this. That's why the rabbinic requirement to make Kiddush there was a rabbinic requirement to make Kiddush on a cup of wine. Very good. Any questions?